So what is the view of those who would have to cope with any loss of US aid, the Palestinians? After that last interview, I spoke to Izzat Abdul Hadi, who's the head of the General Delegation of the Palestinians to Australia, and asked him about what he expects USAID, whether he expects USAID will actually be cut.
I think it won't be strange for Mr. Trump. He did a lot of wrong decisions in his own period. And you know, the last one was actually to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But we faced all these challenges and all threats for the last 10 years, actually, from the American administration, and especially from the Congress, to put pressure on us to accept certain solutions which will liquidate our own cause and our own national rights. So still a threat. We hope that he will reverse his own decision.
But still, the Israelis argue, and the Americans support them in this, that a lot of aid is used inappropriately by the Palestinians. They would say that aid that includes giving assistance to what they call terrorists. Mm. Are there issues there that the Palestinian Authority should genuinely address?
Yeah, I think it's they don't have any evidence. It's evidenceless, a claim. It has been proven by a mission of the EU that this is wrong. We have a committee of Americans, Israelis, and Palestinians together to observe the implementation of the U.S. projects and the aid coming to Palestine. So no evidence that it has been transferred to any parties. What we're doing is using our own money to support the prisoners' families, which for us is a political prisoners in Israeli jails, and we should support their own family, which is the case in all the world. So this justice claim that we misused the funds from United States, and this is certified by United States itself because it's used for certain sectors. There is very close monitoring from the World Bank to the implementation of U.S. aid projects. All the funds coming to Palestine is channeled through the what we call a trust fund of the World Bank.
The Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has already declared that US credibility as a peace broker is destroyed after Donald Trump's announcement on the status of Jerusalem and moving the US embassy there. There is really no prospect, is there, regardless of what happens with aid, that there's going to be any peace brokered anytime soon?
Yeah, there is only one issue which can solve the problem, which is the that Mr. Trump reversed his own statement about the Jerusalem as capital of Israel. All he recognized the Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. This will be a very good foundation to start genuine negotiations and also to return the United States as a qualified party to facilitate and sponsor the peace process between us and the Israelis. But whatever I mean is the decision of it, I think for the time being, after this statement, declaration, decision of Mr. Trump, United States is totally disqualified to play a role. For us now, for the Palestinian people, for the Palestinian leadership, for the Muslim countries, for the Bob, for the European countries, they don't have now the capacity to sponsor such a process. For us, we believe that they are partner with the Israeli occupation now, unfortunately.
The U.S. president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has been leading the president's efforts to try to revive peace talks. There'd been some hope of getting some Arab states on side, Saudi Arabia, for example, that might create a different type of momentum in a different direction where other efforts have failed. Is that likely, do you think?
We met 36 times with the representatives or envoys of United States for the peace process, Mr. Kushner and Mr. Greenblatt, 36 times. And we were very cooperative. We are optimistic. Even President Abbas met with President Trump 3 times, and he promised him to have, very good deal for Israelis and Palestinians. But unfortunately, we were all surprised, shocked by this decision of Mr. Trump to consider Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is a violation of international law, unilateral step, and it will not help peace at all.
Izzat Abdul Hadi, thank you very much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Izzat Abdul Hadi, who is the head of the General Delegation of the Palestinians to Australia.